Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Uzbekistan's authoritarian ruler for more than 25 years, Islam Karimov, has died, ending days of speculation about whether he was still alive following a massive stroke. Uzbek authorities said the 78-year-old ruler had been in a coma for days. He was pronounced dead Friday evening, one day after the country's independence holiday. And now, who becomes the next leader? James Nixie of London's Chatham House believes the largest and most powerful Central Asia nation could face prolonged infighting.
If there is no arranged succession system, then there is in the background, it follows, a great deal of squabbling, infighting, and that makes it sound somewhat childlike. What I really mean is that there is a fight for power.
Karimov, the only leader Uzbekistan has known since it became an independent nation following the collapse of the Soviet Union, crushed all opposition during his power, and he did not groom anyone to take over after him. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has declared a state of lawlessness after militants claim responsibility for a bomb blast that killed 14. Explosion hit a market in Duterte's hometown of Davao. The president was in the city at the time of the explosion. He was also Mayor Davao, hugely popular there for more than 20 years before becoming president in June. Protesters in Gabon's capital have carried out widespread looting as unrest continues following this week's announcement. Incumbent President Ali Bongo had narrowly defeated his challenger Jean Ping in a nationwide vote. This is VOA News. Members of the UN Security Council have been in South Sudan threatening an arms embargo and sanctions if the government rejects a plan to bring in another 4,000 peacekeepers. The rare visit focuses on the Council's decision to deploy the peacekeepers with a strengthened mandate to protect civilians after numerous reports of rapes and attacks by government troops after renewed fighting erupted in Juba in July. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
We have a lot of dire situations in the world. This is one of the worst. And we are prepared as the international community to continue to invest in standing with the people of South Sudan. But we need the government of South Sudan to do its part and allow the UN and the humanitarian community to be the partners that they really want to be.
South Sudan is wary of giving the UN more authority and has called the plan a new form of colonialism. Diplomats representing all 15 council members are expected to meet with President Salva Kiir today and urge both sides to adhere to a fragile 2015 peace deal meant to end the country's civil war. Around 12,000 UN peacekeepers are operating in South Sudan. As it hosts the G20 summit, China has spared no effort to make sure the event is a success. Most local residents of China's historic city of Hangzhou are proud their hometown has been thrust onto the international stage and chosen to host the meetings. VOA's Bill Ide is in Hangzhou, where President Obama is set to arrive in a few hours.
This is President Obama's last trip to the region, so he really wants to shore up this relationship as best he can to try to keep it going in a sort of a positive direction, or at least to highlight the ways that the two can work together. And that is key. While many argue and say that the pivot is about fighting against China or trying to encircle China, it's also about keeping U.S. presence here in the region and also working together, finding ways to cooperate with all of the members of Asia, including China.
VOA correspondent Bill Ide in Hangzhou, China. Americans are celebrating the Labor Day weekend, culminating on Monday with the holiday honoring U.S. workers and their contributions to the country's economy. Holiday also has a signal, unofficial signal, that is, to the end of summer in the United States. Labor Day is the first Monday in September, became an official holiday in 1894. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.